Chapter 2. Kara texted her all through dinner. Dinah's school tablet buzzed on the counter every 5 minutes. Tablets had never been allowed at Caldwell dinners and never would be, so Dinah couldn't read the texts until after the dishes were done. Mom made pea soup again. What is it with her and peas? I'm dying. She never remembers how much I hate peas. They're like tiny green brains. Is this all Germans or just my mother? Save me. Matthias and Hannah are the noisiest kids on the planet. Why does being a child equal constant screaming? Okay, I've got my work stuff. Headed over. Reception wasn't great, and sometimes texts took a while to send. But at least they had service. When she was Warren's age, there hadn't been any. It wasn't until she was 12 that Amazon Internet had sent their high-altitude drones over rural areas, piecing together an aerial wireless network. She'd never thought of herself as poor before, but when the Department of Education had put an antenna for the drone network at school, her teachers had talked about why the government had given money for it. To address the education crisis of the American rural poor, they'd said. She'd biked home extra slow after school that day, thinking, I am a crisis. Dinah toasted one of the leftover biscuits, and by the time she was spreading it with apple butter, Kara had dropped her backpack on the couch. Her black hair, pulled into a high ponytail, made a fountain of curls past her shoulders, like always. And like always, she wore a puffy sweater and those denim cutoffs she'd had since she was 14. They'd been too big then, but now they showed off her brown legs and fit so well that Dinah turned back toward the counter. Kara's German mother was as pale as Dinah herself, but Kara had inherited her Dominican father's warm, tawny brown skin. When she handed the biscuit to Kara, the girl's eyes went wide. For me, thank God. She took it and talked around a bite. This is exactly why you and I should just get married. Dinah's whole body went hot. What? Kara swallowed and licked her thumb. I'm so hungry. A joke. Like always. Dinah wanted to bang her own head against the wall. Something should only be called a joke if it was funny. Kara leaned against the kitchen counter. So, what did he want? She asked quietly. There was no other way to say it. The well. Kara stopped breathing. He's not going to get it, Dinah said. Kara slowly breathed in. Last night, my parents were talking about selling. The Hernandez family might as well be her own. Dinah turned off the faucet. And do what? Kara shrugged, looked out the window at the dusk beyond it. The city? Jobs? But then Gates would charge money for the produce, and they wouldn't be able to buy even half of what they were using now, and Kara would be gone. Are you really moving? Dinah forced herself to look Kara in the eyes, because if she couldn't do that, then she didn't deserve her. Kara shrugged. Poppy kept saying Dominicans don't take bad deals. He's taking advantage. And Mom said, Germans go somewhere they can eat. But she knows what he does. The deal he offered us didn't even match what he gave the Walkers. Because that was the other thing. There was always some business excuse for it. But there was the rate he'd just offered Kara's parents. And there were the Franklins, the Liberian family who had sold 50 acres to buy a truck. The price per acre had been $50 lower than what he'd paid for similar land from the McCaffreys. And then there was the Kang store. They'd had to leave Dinah's freshman year. If they lost the well to that man, her neighbors might have no choice but to sell.